There's a couple of reasons why we've chosen this particular spot. The first and main reason, I suppose, is to public perception and to get our message out to the public. Obviously, there's still a lot of people around that don't know what Occupy is or why we're doing it. So it's just to generally raise awareness. There is another more specific reason why we are here. The Lord Chief Justice Phillips, the Chancellor of your university, is actually also a member of the, or the President, should I say, of the Supreme Courts of Justice. And we wanted to ask him a couple of direct questions. Firstly, due to our eviction at St Paul's, which we're still questioning the legality of, we basically wanted to ask him, why do we have a Supreme Court of Justice if we're not allowed to have an appeal in it? Also, you know, it seems pointless just to ask him one direct question, so we're trying to put together a set list and have basically a public general assembly where anybody can put a question to him, and then just get his viewpoint on the law of equality. You know, corporation law, for example, corporations still count as a human being in court, so therefore nobody has to answer to anything, which of course is unjust. It's kind of a bit of a technical point with regards to this site, because right directly outside of the site there's a sign that says Welcome to Pool. So if you're on one side there, you're technically in Pool. Over here, you're technically in Bournemouth, which is two different councils. Plus, where does the campus start and common land end? Is that fence in the right place? Because if it proves that the university or the council does not actually own this land, then potentially we could stay here. Basically, when we go to court, which inevitably we will have to go to county court, we would like to see documented an original proof of who owns the land. They will accuse us of trespass. We will say, well, we have the right to assemble, we have the right to give and receive information, and the right to protest. So it'll end up with arguments both ways and see what happens. As I say, there's a lot of support, and I think because we are actually making an impact and getting the message across. So the longer that we can continue to do that, the better it is for Occupy. I think somebody had the really intelligent idea of basically bringing a few books and then encouraging people to donate old books from their bookshelf that they're never going to read, just in terms of sort of like recycling them and enabling other people to exchange information and read books. I can remember the St Paul's Library going from about 10 books to over 1,000 books within the space of about 6 days. It was absolutely fantastic. And as I say, then somebody came up with the slogan behind the library, a home without books is like a body without a soul. And it became sort of, as well as the info tent, it became an integral feature of which people would stop by, look at the books, which would then again give you a chance to speak to somebody. And if that library didn't exist, there's certain people that would walk by, and therefore it's just opening up more avenues to speak to more people about more things. Yeah, as soon as I got down to Bournemouth, I jumped on the internet and I was like, right, I want every single piece of media coverage from St Paul's and I want to read about it. I think the media painted it in a wrong light, in a way. There was a media blackout before the eviction, and then as soon as the eviction took place, it basically ended up not in necessarily these direct words, but the media portrayed it as, oh, all of those people in tents outside St Paul's, yeah, there were 20 arrests, so they were wrong. However, one of our fine honourable members of Occupy Bournemouth was actually at the eviction, and they climbed up the cathedral steps, which weren't even part of the protest, and started pushing people off the cathedral steps. I gather that as I say, one of the members of Occupy Bournemouth, he wanted to pack up his tent as soon as everybody arrived. Wasn't given sufficient time to do so, so he dragged his tent over to the steps, which was a safe area because that was not in the land that was being evicted, and ended up getting caught rolling around in his tent, and it was a bit of a nightmare. I personally believe, well, we had a general assembly about this, that before the eviction, we should all pack up our tents and leave, and just leave one great big sign that said, Occupy was here, return shortly. Which would have been the peaceful and the most best way to do it, because then the media couldn't say anything, and it would then have put us in the right. However, in the centre of London, you're going to get individuals with drug and alcohol problems that want to kick off and just, for the sake of it, do it. Which, in my mind, destroyed 4 months and 7 days of hard work. Links to the anonymous movement. I fully support what they do. I fully support their ethics and their reasoning behind doing certain things. I certainly support all of their protests and their marches. Those guys really know how to put together a bunch of people to walk around Westminster. Certain things I certainly possibly don't agree with, the sort of illegal activities that they've been associated with, because I believe that to achieve a result you can't do it by breaking the law. You have to do it peacefully and get enough peaceful people, and then people will start to listen. Also, to be crowned with the V from Vendetta mask is very good when the BBC and Channel 5 are running around, so that your friends and family don't see you on television. Other than that, yeah, I fully support them, and they support us. There's a great big notice board out there that says Anonymous UK supports Occupy, which is great. Is all I did was work, eat, sleep, and the only people I talked to were work people about work things. I'd go home, eat dinner, sleep, and then go back to work again. In the sort of 3 months that I've been occupying, I've met so many people from so many different walks of life. But instead of talking about work-related things, talking about things that actually matter, like the state of the world, the state of the economy. And if I wasn't occupying, there is no way in the world that I would ever speak to those people. So it feels fantastic. Every day is a great day at Occupy. St. Paul's, if you're not even allowed to have the right to appeal to the Supreme Court, that's not a democracy in my eyes. I must admit, I was sitting in the info tent at St. Paul's on that particular day, writing out the day's agenda and, you know, all of the discussions and meetings that were due to happen that day. 30 or 40 anonymous people went off with the flag for their day at court, and I thought, right, well, there's no way they're going to be back before 2:30. About 25 past nine, they all come back with their heads down. It's all, you know, we're getting evicted, da-da-da-da-da. And then I then spent probably the next part of the 2 days explaining to the public that ideas was obviously another very, very sore point, and we are still pursuing the City of London Corporation for this, for an illegal eviction from a disused school. It had been in land developers' hands for years upon years. There were plans announced to demolish the building and build flats, which the corporation would ultimately make money out of. 2 hours after the St. Paul's eviction started, the police came in and evicted the School of Ideas, and then by 6 o'clock in the morning it had been bulldozed to the ground. That wouldn't be a problem, apart from the fact that we were due in court 7 days later for our appeal. But how can you appeal against a building that's already been evicted and bulldozed down by the corporation?
So yeah, so basically
it's a legal eviction, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
They didn't have the courts.
They did not have the court's permission to evict us, and therefore our Section 6 should still stand. And then obviously the corporation themselves have broken their own law.